Paul Downs, a friend of mine from high school, the only non-hoodlum who was indulging in sex at that time. I like to start off by talking about high school. See, I went to high school here, I went to Dorsey. Think about Dorsey, which was unique, like, Dorsey had hoodlums, real hoodlums, not like the cats on room 222, you did. Had dudes who would intimidate teachers, you know. Bumpy, would you read page 16 for us, please? I ain't gonna read shit. I don't care if Spot runs or not. Read it yourself, chump. You know, just the type of dude that sent to the vice principal's office in chains. I'm gonna be back, though. At lunchtime, the hoodlums like would take money from small cats like me, you see. Say, Franklin, come over here. What do you want, Bumpy? Loan me a quarter, man. I can't loan you no quarter today. All right, then give me a quarter. My mother gets my money from me. She doesn't give it to me to give to you. All right, well, I'll just go home and slap your mother then. Hoodlums used to do all kinds of things for money. They would have stomps, a recreational event. Penny stomps, we used to call them. Like a hoodlum would all of a sudden, like he'd get the urge, it'd be at lunchtime, and he'd grab a penny and he'd go, penny stomp. And then all the hoodlums in the school would just like come, just like a herd, and they'd just stand around the circle, go, yeah, let's get down, yeah. And then whenever a cat would reach in and try to pick up that penny, the other cats would just jump on him and beat his ass till he dropped the penny. And like this would go on for about 20 minutes. And then like finally some cat would hold on to the penny no matter how bad they beat on him. And that would end the stomp. And everybody would go to their class, and then the winner would walk over to a corner and die.